Yeah, Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And with that kind of bodhicitta motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching. Let me read a couple of passages first in the form of giving you oral transmission.
Ring Gurun Papa the Tamale, Sumba, the Shendi, and Jambo, the Walish. Luigi, Gunju, Jet on the Emperor, and the Emperor Shaw, Tele Company. You do number that they get Jemoton, Tabby Jemoton, Jemoton, Yonso Zobam. Yanikin Sheva, David, the Shaw, Min, Hajang, me, Hajang, Mitsum, Mitsumper. Night 所当兄弟人的时候他们的小国见你要是冲的小路你现在的有这些当暗把的歌把见的没当心见你将拍出拍出就走就没走啊提不提不别把别把人就把这些小年三三姐姐那位天不出 在一点点的节目中写的都把了就把了就这样送的。Lutambusama, Ne Tawatumba,
错的嘛，对不对？对的，你错的没那，没那样的，这个嘛的是，是吧？没见面对吧？这错了，那把没被两把人送的，我提醒。错的那些吧，除了说把人都是他的突破的些，提高了他，感觉退出人的过了，感觉心里过不下去呀，那当我这个退出些点了，跑去过了，我的手工那地方了，但地方我去当时呢，你是现在在就送这些过了，对，感觉我他的出个呢，你。
신의 검주가 되게 명금식 제가 대하고 초중시 때에 봐가지고 그거래. 이 제야 파지 당보 우리 알리 대치 요리하는 데서 말해.
Just to recapitulate what we were discussing last time before we had the short break. As is stated on page 28, this is the third volume of the Great Treatise on the Stages of Path, Enlightened Man or Great Lamrim. So we basically talked about what we call the six conducive factors or conditions that we need to find in order to cultivate serenity or calm abiding or shamatha. And so in your text it says, relying on the preconditions for meditative serenity. And there are 6 points which we have talked about. Number one, dwelling in a suitable area or conducive place. Number two, having little desire. Number three, cultivating sense of contentment, being contented with whatever we have. Number four, giving off many what we call frivolous activities, such as being involved in business and all other things which distract us from cultivating calm abiding. And number five, abiding by pure ethics, ethical discipline, which is very, very important, a foundation of all our practice. And number six, completely getting rid of thoughts of desire. And Geshe-la today read a couple of passages, starting from page 30 and to 31. He read basically the statements from Geshe Domtenpa and Kamal Shila's Stages of Meditation and Adisha's Lembo Path Enlightenment. And so now he started to give explanation on this, which is in the Asanga's Shravaka levels, or the Shravaka Bhumis, there's mention of like 13 factors or conditions needed for developing calm abiding. We have only talked about here six common conditions that are very much talked about. So six are the ones which I just introduced to you. And so the Geshe Domtenpa, answers, some qualms about that people have raised, which basically is, somebody thinks that the reason why I'm not able to cultivate and experience serenity or calm abiding is because, I have not been able to receive what are called instruction from gurus. We've called quintessential instructions or menga in Tibetan. Okay? And Geshe Domtenpa is saying here that, it's really not so much that, not receiving what are called pithy instructions from qualified masters. But one of the other reasons why one is not able to develop calm abiding is because when we have not assembled all the necessary causes and conditions, we call it chok in Tibetan, right? When those necessary causes and conditions are not assembled, then of course, you are not going to experience serenity or calm abiding shamatha. And now of all those, six conditions we just, talked about, a couple of them are very, very important, relatively speaking. Number one is abiding by pure ethics. As we know, ethics is the foundation for all our practices. When we look within the context of three higher trainings, right, training in higher ethics, training in higher samadhi or concentration, and training in higher wisdom, ethics is the base foundation without which we cannot cultivate samadhi or concentration, without which we cannot cultivate insight or wisdom. So therefore, abiding by pure ethics is, very, very important. And then another important factor among the conditions is that we should really reflect upon the disadvantages of sensual pleasures. Okay? Now we are really getting distracted much because we are chasing, right, the five sensual objects, like attractive forms and, you know, good sounds and smell and all of those things, as you know. So as we get too much involved in the experience of sensual pleasures and chasing them, well, we are very much distracted, and there's no way to cultivate serenity being in such a distracted situation. So reflecting on the what we call the cons of, or the demerits, disadvantages of sensual pleasures is very important. And then another one is, you know, finding a suitable, conducive place. You know, as we talked about, that you have easy access to your basic necessities of life, right? So that you don't go hungry. I mean, he didn't say that, but you know, that's the point. So place which is really conducive for cultivating calm abiding. So those, I mean, are some more important conditions that we should keep in our mind. Now, relating to what Geshe Dondamba has said, that once we have what we call those preconditions assembled, then in order to cultivate shamatha, really we need to receive complete teaching on how to cultivate shamatha, right? What is calm abiding and how to cultivate shamatha. So we have to contemplate the teaching. We call it samba. We have to listen to the teaching. That's keva. Receive the teaching, contemplate the teaching, or the instructions. So those are very important things. Relating to Acharya Kamal Srila's stages of meditation, that when we think of the six perfections, the first four perfections, perfection of generosity, Dan Paramita, and perfection of ethics, and perfection of patience or tolerance, and perfection of enthusiastic perseverance, these four are, you know, they are included within the preconditions, you know, for cultivating serenity. Now you ask, how is that? In order to cultivate serenity, we really have to kind of, cultivate detachment in relation to the sensual objects and pleasures. Yeah? If we are very much attached to them, yeah, then obviously we are going to chase them. Yeah? So if we cultivate this kind of sense of detachment, you know, from sensual pleasures, so that's like letting go, isn't it? That's the sense of generosity. Yeah, so that's important. And as we have already talked about, abiding by pure ethics is very important because we need discipline to be able to cultivate calm abiding. And we also need to be able to put up with all the challenges and difficulties we face in our practice. Yeah? When we think of different types of patience or tolerance, there's a particular tolerance called patience of, what are called facing difficulties in contemplation. So when we contemplate Dharma, we engage in Dharma practice, you know, obviously it's not going to be hunky-dory and everything is sweet and, ha-ha-ha, all that. And there's a lot of challenges. So we need to be able to withstand those challenges. That requires patience. Yes, a particular patience here. And so we also need to cultivate a sense of enthusiasm, right? A sense of delightedness, joyfulness to be able to engage in our practice. So if we have these, practices, then we will be successful in cultivating calm abiding or serenity. So that's what is being talked about in Kamal Shila's stages of meditation or bhavana krama. And that's also substantiated by, a quote from Unraveling Thought Sutra, where it says, I quote, "Generosity and other perfections are the causes of the successfully higher perfections." So in other words, giving, ethics, patience, and enthusiasm are preconditions for cultivating perfection of concentration or samadhi that includes calm abiding or serenity. And so the next, going on to Adisha's Lamp of Path Enlightenment or Bodhipada Pratipam, where, again Adisha is telling us the importance of collecting those preconditions for cultivating calm abiding. And as I mentioned earlier, in other texts such as Asanga's levels of hearers or Sharvaka levels, he talks about as many as 13 what we call conditions or preconditions that need to be assembled for cultivating calm abiding. Just to kind of highlight some of the key outlines that we are dealing with is, remember we said how to train our mind in cultivating meditative serenity or calm abiding samatha. There are three sub-points here. Number one is relying on the preconditions for calm abiding. Number two is how to cultivate calm abiding on the basis of those preconditions. And then number three is how do we know that we really have got it, right? What is the criteria by which we can understand that I have developed calm abiding? The way it is put in your text is called the measure of successful cultivation of serenity. Now, we have already talked about the six preconditions that fall under relying on preconditions for meditative serenity. And now we are moving on to the next one, Now, having assembled those preconditions, now how do we really actually cultivate, if you will, calm abiding or shamatha? This has two sub-points. The first one is called preparation or preliminary, if you will, and the second one is the actual practice. Okay? And so what goes into preparation is, for example, the common six preparatory practices. In Tibetan we call it Jorwe Chutu, the preliminary or preparatory practices. All of those come under this category. And additionally, it is said that we really need to cultivate familiarity, intimacy for a long time with Bodhicitta or the Mind of Enlightenment. Okay. Now, why is that, you ask? Like, if we simply want to cultivate calm abiding, we really don't have to bother our mind with Bodhicitta. Okay, we don't have to deal with that. But we are really not cultivating calm abiding for the sake of calm abiding. Okay, as we said before, calm abiding or shamatha is not exclusively Buddhist practice, right? It also exists in non-Buddhist practice or, in my footnote, in the Hindu tradition as well. So point is not just to cultivate calm abiding for the sake of calm abiding, because we have a greater purpose. So our greater purpose is so that we will be able to advance in our practices and achieve complete enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. That is our final destination or the goal. So in order to connect to that goal, there's no other way but to cultivate bodhicitta or altruistic mind of enlightenment. Okay? So it's in that context, right? For us as Mahayana practitioners, right, we also have to incorporate bodhicitta. So familiarization of bodhicitta is essential, as a matter of fact. And so when we look at the benefits of bodhicitta, how we could be spending 100 years in doing, small virtues, but they may not bring much, benefit. But if we sincerely cultivate bodhicitta, even for a moment, right, that would outshine, right, cultivating other kinds of virtues for 100 years or something. So therefore, bodhicitta is an amazing and very powerful, practice that we could do. Now, that said, bodhicitta doesn't arise, on any more, right? Bodhicitta needs to be cultivated systematically. And therefore, as it's mentioned here, that we also need to train our mind in the paths common with initial and intermediate level practitioners. So what do those practices involve, if you will? We have to really reflect on suffering nature of samsara. Yeah, we need to really develop aversion to samsara. Not that this is a happy place to be, but this is the real the problematic situation to be in, and so we need to think about all the headaches, if you will, more than headaches actually, all the pains and aching and yagadi about samsara, and cultivate renunciation with regard to samsara. So once we develop renunciation, thinking about all the suffering that I don't want, I want to be free of, now when I shift my focus to the other people or sentient beings, this is where I can relate to other suffering and understand that nobody wants suffering. Okay? I really want everybody to be free of suffering. This is where the great compassion arises. Okay? So when we have great compassion, then bodhicitta could really easily arise from great compassion or mahakaruna. So this is why all of these things are very important part of our practice for cultivating serenity or calm abiding as Mahayana practitioners.
Gorin Baba, the Taman Sumbatar, ten shed in Jambo, Dewal, ten shed in Jambo, Dewal, Luigi, Kunju, Shu, Jed and Dembar, Shaws, so ten shed in Jambo, and that day, Tapo did not use it, but in any way, Kademas, they were young Marva, said the Lu, then we were things, they were. And that Kunju, the Jed and Shu, Jed and Dembas, that Shu, Jed Garasena. Tell a company to do number nine, the Gemo Jong W, Sigemo Jong Zobam, Yanaki Jung Shevam, wrong day, teda shawo sirwa da doji jung shung ni shung ri ma jung da ji jung pe ba ma de da shin ni go ro wa o de xie xi wo le ta min ha jung de ge mi de de jin ta ya de re mo ma mi zong de ma mai ba fa na rong zu khona sha xi se wo ro ha jung mi ja ha jung min zu na ye zhe mo mi pa jang ring de ma mi ji pi te sa de na zhe ma pa zu ju de la zu xiang zhe xiang de o de pa sha wo se wo se ro wa na ye zhe mo de duo se lün hajan gab di mi hajan dü karsa mego changbo khadu kana tik chigo akare sen lü khadu changbo sen ne za tz changbo sen za changbo sen za changbo ne lung ju da changbo sen ene karsa gomne dra ya go se do che lü jong jong de ye ne lung ju ya bo me sen ene kar za changbo lung ju da ya go ma jung lung ju da ya go ma jung ne ene sem de sang sing cha go sa ro wo de ta da le ya ene lü changbo sang go de sen ji xie 成不上了，成不能的下的是，如果他成不上不能的下去，如果把下我是，他成不的，这个人样不下我是，成不的也特别重要的嘛，有些，他可都可成不都是这样的哇，嗯，但我没东西没买行，哎你，可是啊，确实的没有下的那呢是，但我成不下我是。
嗯，对的不是，我的把就叫叫叫的，因为这马叫是长波线的，因为把都是看到的不晓得，对，看到了嘛，都晓得有说的嘛，对，这个不说起来，我直接说不了，是不是？嗯，谢谢。说的去年融入时候，他没把下过是，但说当看到的那个别看中不着，杨把看这些，这些什么动物嘛，是说南京是人心看的，那我当然下过是，对了，什么动物嘛，是说，我的当然下过是。 但建立亚速中的下落，现在这里建的，但等于的有人我讲那，哎呢，可是亚速中的嘛，现在开始都是咋回事了哇？我的，他讲呀，到哪里呀？哎呢，亚速建呀，建的建了，家都修咋个嘛的哇？我的那意思啊，但是等于的，当不没三百公里的地的下用了，就搞到空城那，哎，你开始咋回事哇？今天修了，下落啥？我给你请到的九二战线等。
那些是对，那你熟悉不是吧？别没事可以啊，对这个。那俺把现在对面着，我熟悉不？嗯。隔壁就是那地方，确实忙不是别什么没熟悉，从从从康熊嘛就打交是吧？我的隔壁就是个是吧？嗯。隔壁就是没当给，现在讲打开这当我是谁呢？我怕动了的，出我不站的，还没我说是。嗯。马主任，出租还没我说是，我的这我提不动过来是吧？ 可是，最近没做啊！是，那天不天不是没办法没办法，就把这大小事，是吧？南京的工作，我发动这些什么动物嘛，然后让一些动物过来，我这个下乡去玩，是吧？可是年三三节节，那位车木车翁，在电电的节目中间的，我的大家的这些有些那什么，你不是说？
So now moving to the actual practice, again, this has two parts. The first is what called meditative posture, or to do with physical posture or the physical discipline, I would call it. Yeah. And the second one is meditative process or the actual mental process, right, that we go through to cultivate shamatha or calm abiding. Now we are on page 31 here. And as Acharya Kamal Shil talks this in the stages of meditation, bhavana krama, that with regard to our physical discipline or the posture, it is recommended that we observe what we usually call 7 or 8 meditational postures of Virochana Buddha. Okay, there are 8 postures of Buddha Virochana. Yeah. So let's go through each of them. So number one first is, what do we do with our legs, okay? So if possible, we try to sit in a Vajra cross-legged, posture, or here it's translated as full lotus posture, okay? If that's uncomfortable, just the way we are sitting right now, this is almost like a half lotus posture or the half Vajra cross-legged posture, that's fine, okay? So that's how, we sit. And of course, we sit on a comfortable seat or a cushion, it says soft, right? I mean, imagine if you're going to do long meditation, you're going to sit on a hard rock or something, right? How much pain that's going to give to your body, right? Don't make me say which part of the body, but that'll give you a lot of pain. So that's translated as little humor there. So we want a comfortable cushion to sit on so that we don't have aching and pain, you know, starting somewhere. Number two, you know, what to do with our eyes, so the focus, right? We don't want to keep our eyes wide open, like, you know, what's happening there, right, in the world. And we do not want to close them completely, shut them tightly, you know. And so, but our eyes are kind of a, you know, slightly closed, you know, closed as if we are focused on the level of the tip of our nose, okay? So we want to be, don't want to be distracted with wide open eyes, okay? We don't want to fall asleep or go lazy, completely shut our eyes down, right? We just want to kind of, you know, maintain our eye focus almost at the level of the tip of the nose, but not really on the nose. That might be painful, footnote, but, okay. Two. Number three, our back should keep, you know, our vertebral column should, you know, align straight. Okay, it's not like, you know, we are leaning back or we're leaning forward or doing something. You know, just want to keep our back straight. Okay, the reason for that is when we keep our back straight, the nerves or the channels in our body, they align straight. When the channels are aligned straight, then the energy flow really well on those channels. Yeah, our mind is intimately related with the energy flow. Yeah? And so that's why our mind will work effectively and we will have be, you know, able to think properly. Yeah? But if we kind of a, you know, kind of slouch or, you know, do this thing, so then the mind also becomes kind of lethargic and then, you know, it's not going to work. So therefore keeping our back straight is very important because that straightens our channels. And that will straighten the flow of the energy, and the mind is very much related with that, you know, energy flow. So that's a good reason there. And then, of course, we want to bring our focus within, right? We don't want our mind to be wandering everywhere, right? We just want to bring home, so to speak, our mind. That's why we talk about Chenpa Nangdasha, bring the mind home with mindfulness, okay, on our focus. Number four, keep our shoulders straight. But not like this, not, you know, like unbalanced kind of shoulders, but keep it straight. Yeah. Number five, our head should also, you know, sit kind of up on our neck properly, not like we are, again, dropping our head backward or, you know, to the front or something, right? And, you know, usually we say that it may be slightly kind of a bent, as if, you know, we align that with our navel, right? We're actually focusing on the navel level. Okay, slightly bent, but not so much. Okay, that's the position of our head. And number six, our lips and the teeth, they should be kept as they are. Okay, don't try to mess up with them, so to speak. Okay, don't sort of, what you call, to, you know, tighten up lips or, you know, kind of make also funny gestures with the lips. Or don't tighten our teeth and grate all of those things. Just let it be as they are, naturally. Okay, don't do anything. They don't need to be done anything, too. Yeah. So that's another discipline, physical. Number seven, tongue. You know, if we are going to do a prolonged meditation, which is expected, right, when we cultivate serenity, then, you know, it is, you know, good to keep our tongue touching the upper palate. That's why it's because we produce saliva, right? It retains saliva so that we don't, you know, look like we are, you know, dripping with saliva out, right? So that's why it helps to retain the saliva in the mouth, okay? So that's the point. Number eight is, you know, basically sometimes we call it breathing meditation, right? We focus on the inhalation and exhalation of breath, the cycle of breathing, right? Breathing in and breathing out. And again, we should let the breathing as naturally it is happening. Just now, right, we really don't realize we are breathing, right, unless we pay much attention to it. Yeah. So now when we do this breathing meditation, you know, don't have an idea as if we have to do something special, right? I need to breathe a little stronger, you know, or something, you know, or breathing kind of a, you know, very erratic way, because that's very disturbing. If the other person sitting next to you could hear your breathing, well, that's a problem. Okay. Or if you can hear yourself breathing like this, there is a problem, right? Distraction. So just let the breathing take as its natural course, as it's happening. Okay. So these are called the eight meditational postures of Dharana Buddha. Okay. Did you miss anything? No. Right? All right.
我怕他们这个中国把你的这些人的你自己的这些公务员，他觉得这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这些人的这 Tell that came in the using a song is a raw, song the really but dimness chulum the Hindu jamba kiawa, the Jesu team be say, any Jesu team be new one, you are Hija kiawa, the Gubachi raw, really but dimness as such in the Ravata, country party, Jojo, Maji, Tanda Shiva, Naji, Yapo, Stevina. Nangbe tumo mayim jiris, mudiba tumo mayim jiris, shedang, khansa pige, teba yungi tige, pige, dide, nukdang chulum koran tong ni, teba jaga dide, dide yaw jiris, tishe. Ta chulum di sanji dang, sanji gini namji se, ane, nangji tenpa di, yudze tinga tong ni, jimu joje dine yaw song so, se, rwa di sanji ge, sanji tango yin, tango kong sanji ma rwa, sanji gomja di sanji ya rwa, she so sanji gomja di zan, ane chom di reji gomja wa res, nindu to jia wa res, she so 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 gomja di jaya sanji, raja wa to, ane di jaya, shin chung di jaya lawa to, she wa res, song ya wa res, rwa, chulum di kar sa, nangji, tel ten, yudze, ten se, wa ten se, ane so so gomja tanda rwa, wa di in se, wa yudze nga, song so sa, lu chung bur sang wa ni, mu ba da, And Nimu, because Nimu, Nimu, we are told to song so. What did I call you? Lu Chang was song ready in a Chidangi, because Lu Chang was on the Sachang with Sachang was long Chang with you. Tishan and the same day beginning to rush you. You did never have delay in Lu Chang with the name. You must need to move on your receiver. But Chong Yorji, your Thursday, and the young girl. So songs are the salvation, you sang as your money. What did you get it?
Now we just very briefly talked about eight meditational postures of Virochana Buddha, and the number eight, the last one, is what called breathing exercise, okay, breathing meditation. Now, you know, not everybody maybe need to do this breathing meditation. Okay? The breathing exercise and meditation is particularly recommended if your mind is very distracted, right? You have all kinds of thoughts churning out in your mind, right? Because you are you are in the business of the whole world, you know, so to speak, right? There's all kinds of endless thoughts. Then, in order to empty your thoughts, you see, the breathing meditation is recommended. So when you focus on the natural process of breathing in and breathing out, yeah, then your mind calms down, right? You are able to pull your mind out of that, you know, busyness, not business, right? And stay focused. Okay? And so therefore, you know, in some other Lamrim texts, it's recommended that, you know, we do several cycles of this breathing meditation, you know, as many as 21 times. Okay? So you simply focus on the process of inhaling the breath and exhaling the breath. That would constitute one cycle. Right? Now you can count 21 cycles. So in that way, you are able to calm down your mind, and now you can really start your meditation. It's a preparation for that. But to begin with, if your mind is not that distracted, right, you're not in the business of the whole world, okay, then probably you don't need to do the breathing meditation. You could skip it. Are you with me? Okay. And in the Sarvaka Bhumi, or the levels of hearers, in Asanga talks about some of the benefits of maintaining these postures. Yeah, that's on page 31. And number one, he says that when we try to keep our body straight, especially, as I said, our vertebral column or the back straight, then that straightens the channels in our body, and that will facilitate the smooth flow of the energy in our channels, and that will help us to be able to think clearly and to be able to stay focused. Okay, and so by maintaining that physical discipline, we are also creating causes to be able to achieve physical pliancy, okay, physical serviceability. Remember when I said the way we define serenity or calm abiding is when we are able to experience joy or a bliss that arises out of physical and mental pliancies due to single-pointed concentration, then we have calm abiding or what was mental serenity. So maintaining that kind of physical discipline, really creating the causes for the physical pliancy, you see, down the line, so to speak. Okay, so that's very important, one benefit. And another benefit is that when we really get used to that, then we are really able to sit comfortably for a long time to do our practice, that we won't face uneasiness or difficulty. Okay? So that's another benefit. And the another benefit that's talked about is this kind of physical posture of Virachana Buddha that really distinguishes the way we sit from the postures of non-Buddhist practitioners. Okay? And sometimes some people, due to whatever their mental inclination, when they see somebody really even sitting so nicely in meditation, that inspires them. Right? They said, oh my gosh, how nice that is. So it's very inspiring to others, other practitioners. And another benefit is Buddha himself, he sat in that posture and attained Buddhahood, and other realized practitioners, hearers or the Sarvakas or the solitary realizers and Bodhisattvas, they all maintain that kind of physical discipline or posture and become successful in accomplishing a realization. So those are some of the benefits that Asanga talks about in his Sarvaka Bhumi. And so here it says that it also, if you keep your body straight so that lethargy and sleepiness will not occur, as I talked about before, right? One of the problems is if we keep our body lousy, we feel lousy. Okay. So then we fall asleep and we feel very lazy and lethargic, nothing works. Yeah. So when we, stay very perky, as we would say, right, very alert, very disciplined, then mind also becomes very alert and perky. See? And that's why it's important to counteract lethargy and sleepiness with that kind of postures.
Tan de kunju ye lu nam nam lu dang xia de te men de bi ji da nam nam xia de en ngon zhe sang ji de zang ngon zhe sang ji de da zhe zhong peng peng a de ya ya de ngon wo sang ji su bu nam ba ta ba sang ji nam nam xia ge ra xia da de de ya pe ji ya nam nam ge ni ru ya ge pa sha xia ge ji ra ta kan ji su bu tan da de de jiang ni wo ti xi de de ra wo di zhe ta ta nam nam zhe ji ta long chang pa ba de de bu ji de wa yin zhe Tā gōmā rīpa nī xīyā bā nī sā lā rīng pē mō xīyā rī wū tā nī sōng bā sōng bē nī bā ngā pōng wī kā rā sā dī xī yī jī gō nī xī nī rō bā sōng bā sōng lā gī xī lā sō rī bā nī jū bī dā ngā nā mī tī yī tī nī yī sā rī xī bī tōp rō dā yī xī xī tā nī sīm gū rō bā xī jī ngā sī kē bā yōng dī tā jī nī sīm jī Because Simni be top good, yellow shiver, shir do about them. Never took the tea, yibo, diji, jibo, dinny. Thing is, the Tamji, Taiyim Boris, Dodder Tumadan, Dodder Jen, the Udadan, Papa Tommy Ji, Saturday, Omo Gurun, Sumla Sobal, ཁྱི ཉེན་སར ཁེབ ཏོབ་ཆོ་དེ ཡི་ཅི ཁེ་སེ་དེ ཤམ་ཡུང་གོ་རང་ཡ་ ཡི་ཅི་ཤེ་དང་ སེམ་གུ་དུ་སེམ་གུ་དུ་གོ་བ་ཤེ་ཅིང་སེ་དེ་ཅིག་པ་རེ་རོ་བ་ ཁེབ་ཡོན་དེ་ཐ་དེ་སེ་དེ་ཏེ་བ་ར་ཡ་ཁ་ཅིག་ག་དུ་གི་ཤེ་ཤ་རོ་བ་ཤ་དེ་རེ་སུ་དུ་ཁེབ་ཡོན་དེ་ཐ་གི་ལབ་རིང་དེ་ཅིག་ཡེ་ཇོ་མ་སེ་ཡ་ཇོ་ར་བ་ཨོ་དེ་ན་ལ་ཏ་སུ་ཡ་དེ་རེ་ཡོན་དེ་ཐ་གི་ནི་སེམ་ནེ་བ་ཐ་གུ
ཡེལ་ཆེ་བ་ཤེལ་དེ་བ་དེ་ཤེ་ཤེ་ན་དུ་གོ་རེ་གཅིག་པ་རེ་བ་ཏ་ཉེ་བ་ཆུ་སེ་ང་ཅི་ཉེ་བ་ང་ཤ་རེ་དེ་ཁ་ཅིག་གོ་སོ་ཤ་ཉེ་བ་ཆུ་ཤ་བ་ང་ཅི་ཅིག་གོ་ཉེ་བ་ང་ཤ་གོ་རོ་ཉེ་བ་དེ་ཉེ་བ་དེ་ཅིག་ཡེ་ཅིག་བ་ཤེ་ཨེན་དེ་ཉེན་ཅི་ཐམ་ཅི་ཡེ་ཏ་ཡིན་བར་ཨོ་ཐ་རེ་ཉེ་བ་དེ་ཁ་ཅིག་དོ་དེ་ 干的松霞色。
嗯，
我的松霞色，松的松子，唐伯丁人子坐在那边，他们的大，他们的大给别人丁人子写的，第二松子，唐伯丁人子这个坐垫啊之后，那边他们的大来丁丁人子，也不是坐完就走，嗯，这都是这么他的那些吧，兄弟那些吧，那一些丁人子住呢，因为丁人子住过的是。听说丁人子不给这干几个事呢？三天一下，可是三天这边三步一下是吧？明天三步一下，七步一下都是是吧？是吧？他那个，哎，对那个，他那年三的、长三都是下给你错出的，就是个丁根子，就是个别，就当个名章呀，名都是我是吧？嗯，他们的那个名章呀，名那的丁根子错的名的把的，他们的大不要你，有人不是别的丁根子，你知道不？马上说，先让给了人的钱的是，不对，就是一些下场，一些的，你丁根子不要他的错出的提供，他可以。年三就什么事交给那的，可是我错的我是马西巴的呀，一直盯着这边要嘛的是。
嗯，
我这时候，但听说开始，因为上个开箱这个这个，但冷上冷上就被这边给这修过了。
嗯，
我利用嘛的时候，但接着没得，但做干过了。
嗯，
我听意思。
So we just talked about.You know, physical posture, the discipline that involves observing eight meditational postures of Virachana Buddha. So why Virachana Buddha, you know, if you wonder here, is in the context of Buddhist tantras, when we eventually become a Buddha, our form aggregate, right, it is purified.And from the purity of that form aggregate arises Buddha Virachana. Okay? So maybe I think as we maintain this meditation posture right now, we're also creating the causes to be able to accomplish Virachana's pure form. Okay? So that could be one of the reasons. Remember in the Buddhist tantra, we talk about how our five physical and mental aggregates, they will eventually be purified, and from the purities arise the five Dhyana Buddhas, Buddhas of the five families. And Virachana Buddha is one of them, and particularly related to the form body. Yeah, so that could be the reason. Yeah. Now the next, moving on to the meditative process, because the mental process, you know, that we go through in order to cultivate calm abiding. In Maitreya's work called Madhyanta Vibhanga, or separation of the middle from the extremes, there's mention of the need to identify, understand five faults, okay, and how we can get rid of them to eight antidotes or eight applications. Through this process, we are able to cultivate mental serenity or calm abiding or shamatha. Okay. So that's what the Maitreya talks about. And according to Keshe Vakshorwa, he says that additionally, you know, we can, you know, how to say, adopt a number of other things mentioned in Asanga's Shravaka Bhumi, or the levels of hearers. And one of the things mentioned there are the six types of power, okay, top truk, as we say in Tibetan, six powers, and four types of attention, yije shi, okay, and nine mental states, nine progressive mental states that we go through in order to accomplish calm abiding. Yes, it is on page 32. And according to the scholar Yuanden Tao, and Geshe-la says that the Yuanden Tao actually is another name for great Geshe Sharawa. So in this particular text called Lamrim, he talks about these things. And I'm not going to read the passage which is already there on page 32. So basically what he says is that, you know, as we progressively cultivate the nine mental states, states or the stages, through the application of eight, the what called the six powers, four types of attention, we will be able to accomplish calm abiding. Now, he cited a lot of authentic Buddhist texts here, which all agree upon this whole mental process. Okay, so the texts mentioned are Maitreya's Ornament for Mayana Sutras, Mayana Sutra Alankara, and Maitreya's Separation of the Middle from the Extremes, Asanga's Shravaka Bhumis, or the levels of Shravakas, and Kamalshila's stages of meditation. So all of this, most authentic Buddhist texts really agree upon this unanimously, that this is the mental process we go through in order to cultivate calm abiding or shamatha. And now in this particular text from scholar Yuanden Tao or Geshe Sharawa, there's mention of six faults, right? Previously we said five, now there's a six, okay? This is just a way of counting. If we count the laxity and excitement as one, then we have five faults. But if we count laxity and excitement separately, then we have one additional, right? Six faults. Okay, so that's why we have identified this five of the six faults in order to cultivate, you know, calm abiding. Now, it would be really, I think, good to share you this thought that Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, Jerumuche, you know, the way he writes and thinks is that when it comes to talk about or elucidate what we call the conduct, Buddhist conduct, chöpa, okay, that which includes disciplines and method side, he would rely more on the works of Maitreya Buddha and Asanga, okay. But when it comes to elucidating emptiness, the view of emptiness, then he relies upon the works of great masters, Arya Nagarjuna, right, Arya Deva, and Chandrakirti, and all of them. Okay, that's how the Lama Tsongkhapa's way of, right, referencing great authentic works in his works. And so overall, he says that if we accumulate all the what are called necessary conditions and follow this mental process, we will be successful in cultivating shamatha, or you know, calm abiding. And so it's interesting how scholar Yuanden Tao or Geshe Sharawa, you know, he kind of critiques, you know, he said, you know, some people these days make a big claim, right, you know, I have the most profound instruction to cultivate calm abiding, and if you follow my way, you will be this and that, you know. But he said, when you look at those instructions, they even don't mention these, you know, things we're talking about, the six powers, you know, the four attention, the mental states. You know, how could that be? Yeah, I think underneath it, what he probably is getting at is, you know, how sometimes, in the context of Tantra, where we say it's a shortcut path, so you can shortcut many things. So if you do tantric practice, you will be boom, right there, somebody. He said, no, you know, just give me a break, so to speak. I mean, he didn't say that literally. He said, you know, these are the characteristics that should be there in order to cultivate calm abiding. So don't make a tall claim and say, you know, be a big mouth, like if you fall this way, you will be dang there, right? He said, you know, give me a break. So Lama Tsongkhapa says that, you know, what really Geshe Sharawa, or here in the text called Yuendenta, has said, right, he has also cited being authentic Buddhist texts. But he's not only being an intellectual here, right? Now, this is there, this is that. But based upon his own experience, he said, if you have all those preconditions, and if you go through the mental process just described, then you will be successful in accomplishing calm abiding. Otherwise, you know, forget about all these high-sounding and, you know, free-floating instructions, you know, said, okay, if you do this, you will achieve calm abiding. He said, that's not going to work. Yeah, and Jerome Buchi supports his statement. He said, he's right. Yeah. So in order to really gain in-depth understanding of what is called you know, Buddhist conduct or discipline, you know, if we want more details, you know, then we should study the five texts of Asanga. Yes, that's very important. And particularly Sharvaka Bhumi, or the levels of hearers, right, it gives us a detailed explanation with regard to cultivating shamatha and vipassana, yes, serenity and insight. And so it is said here that even in the context of Tantra, where we talk about cultivating calm abiding and insight, maybe the difference is a lot to do with your object of meditation or the focus of meditation. Because in Tantra, we talk about how we take a deity, meditation deity, as a focus, right, of our practice, or that we might be focusing on the essential drop, okay, bindu, Or maybe we're talking about focusing on a mantric syllable, right? So those differences are there, but in terms of cultivating calm abiding, the process is just pretty much the same as explained very extensively in Sutrayana or the Sutra, Sutra text.
Rang lo jung ki jima xiong de dal ki ni ten nam chi kwa jir jeba zang yin ki nyingbu tong tong bi dangwa su du yue ba song ni teta ni xiewe ting yin zi dribi rimba rimba la se nyam zi lembi tsen na chita yin ten zim zang yang aza me jawa na ngwa si ting ka kizim kwa ni na shira song song wa kong chi be chung chim ba zu de ni chi ko ya ja ma de gum de ko chu ma de gum ren de zan yang xin de dang ma sa ba la gu ge ruo ti ni da ni chung chim de ni ban da ya de ko ma ju cha ru ba da da mi cha ru ba se de cha ge si se da ti si wo da su de ye ba su ni de da xie be ding zi de be ren ba de lo ka sa nyang zi de zui de te zum zan me ba me je wa na wo si je da gum ren de zan da chung chim wo le be ge Gumdang Kante Yusum Diva, Tato Koran Shiva Mursiva, Rata, Menga Shunjuru Kante Gumsla, what take Koran Kishi, Gumshira, that the Gumna Kotting in the Donna Dumarva, or that they conge, T Negati, Shung Shimal Dunisha, Jerry Bush, Tabi, Kursa, she do Tumu Mayan Shira, Tangan of the Shira Yamara, Jerry Bush, Egypt Shunga Kotuma, the Chesik, Tangan, did a Jerry Bush, Tango Spiji, that you did Jambe and Chi.
something I left from the previous explanation is, you know, so basically they said many greatly realized master scholars have agreed upon that whole mental process. The names mentioned are Haribhadra, Kamalshil, and Shandipa, etc. And so now continuing with the text, here what Jerenbuch is really telling us is very, very important for us to really keep in our mind is that some people, you know, holds this kind of a notion that studying the authentic treatises or the shastras or sutra, this is just for intellectual pursuit, right? If you want to know stuff, as we would say, right, knowledge, study those things. And then if it comes to practice, they're like, okay, now I need to find a guru for instruction, what to practice. Then what's the point of studying the text, right? But all the things are explained there. If that's just for study, and if it comes to do practice, we have to find another instruction. Well, I almost said something weird, but anyway, this is not right. Okay, and so the way Lama Tsongkhapa is very unique in that is when he gives instruction or the teaching, he says the instruction must be, you know, able to be traced back to Buddha's original teachings and the works of the great masters. Okay, then the instruction is authentic. Otherwise, somebody can say, you know, I have this profound revelation of some kind, right? And then I can give you that. And he says, that we are really not sure. So when we look at the life story of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, he really hardly talked about any pure visions of some kind, right? I have once upon a time, I had this dream, right? He really didn't say that, okay? Only thing we know is Lama Tsongkhapa had a vision of Manjushri and he could talk to him, like face to face, right? That's mentioned, but I don't think there's any particular text by Lama Tsongkhapa that said, I have all these pure visions and accept, you know, thou shalt accept what I say. No, he never said that. Everything he write about, everything he taught, he really is substantiated by Buddha's teachings and the works of this great master. So therefore he said, there's no such thing as studying something for knowledge and intellectual pursuit and practicing something else. You know, there is no such differentiation. What you study is what you practice. Okay? That's the Lama Tsongkhapa's way.
Okay. They are things in the Juna, Shunshana, Langdi, Langdi, and Sheva shows that the one day citizen, the Lamrin River, but Lamrin is the Tower of the Lamron Shiva. The Lamron Mashi was designed at Kundu Sade and Shunsham will do your Imberwa. But this year, any Jerome Shiga, Tavan, Shunsham will come to my shakings. Shunsham was the Kasha Senta, Sati Gorda, in the Gomrun to the Redwa, but certainly any shakings or the Imbra.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that the way he's going to present this Lamrim, stage meditation, is, with reference to the great, profound, authentic treatises. Okay, so number one, right, the great Lamrim is a commentary on the root fundamental Lamrim text called Lamp of Path to Enlightenment, Bodhiprada Pratipam by Adisha. Okay? So he's relying upon Adisha's work. And Adisha really did that work based upon his extensive study and readings of the authentic texts of Buddha's teachings and other commentaries. Okay? And also he cites other works as well. And so therefore Lama Tsongkhapa says that the way I present this Lamrim is based upon authentic works such as the five texts of the Asanka and such as the Kamala Shila stages of meditation.
Lingjik tau jang de yutu mene be nyudu se nyamba gyoro ti chir tomar lelong go ba ne cheo si se tang ba tang ba de wa kar de ne cheo de la lu de sem ga de ji ba hin du jang ba tom ne ni nyin se di hi ka se kun du dia wa lo jo wa jo wa de kyo to mi mi jo lelo do go ti ke ba le hin cha ji bi yu ding in zin sun du
We are on page 33, and where it says, this explanation of the meditative process has two sections. Number one, how to develop flawless concentration. Number two, the stages in which the mental states are thereby developed. As we said, in order to cultivate and experience calm abiding of shamatha, we have to cultivate nine mental states. Okay? So these mental states precede the actual shamatha or calm abiding. So that's what we're talking about. So now, the first point, how to develop flawless concentration, has three sub-points. Number one is, what do we need to do before we start to focus on our object of meditation? And number two is, while we are focused on meditation, what are the things we need to do? And number three is, and what do we do afterwards when we get out of the meditation, in the post-meditation period, in between the meditations? Well, that's after, right, meditation, what do we need to do? So those are the three sub-points need to talk about. So going back with what we need to do before we can cultivate shamatha, we need to realize, you know, the problem of laziness, okay? Because if we don't understand what's wrong with the laziness, then we, you know, will be influenced by it, and we will not really even care about cultivating shamatha. And where am I here? So how, I mean, how do we, you know, deal with laziness? You know, is that we need to think about the benefits of cultivating calm abiding. But in anything else, right? Before we do, okay, what do I get out of it? That's what we say. Okay, so what we get is a lot of benefits. You know, if we have the real calm abiding, then our both body and mind become very functional, very serviceable. You know, they are not lousy like now. Okay, they are very functioning and serviceable. Okay. And when we have real calm abiding, any practice we do, we can make a great advancement, not a limited one, like not a teeny-beeny progress. We can make, you know, almost like a leap-forward kind of advancement. And it's just like an example I used before. I mean, think about the difference between walking and driving. The difference between driving and flying, right? I mean, how much difference is there? Just like that, if we have calm abiding, it will be flying, okay? On the spiritual path or in this space. And so as we think about you know, these benefits, then we started to develop the interest, dunba, right? Interest, yes, I want it, you know, I want. We develop what we call the dunba, aspiration to cultivate it. Okay? So when the aspiration is strong, right, I really want it, then that gives rise to the enthusiasm, the joy, enthusiastic perseverance, right? I mean, you just can't be enthusiastic like, okay, you know, what? You really have to work at it, right? That's where the enthusiastic perseverance comes. And when we apply ourselves enthusiastically into meditation, then that should really produce the fruit, which is the calm abiding. So when we have the calm abiding, go back. We have all the benefits that we are talking about right now, see? So this is how, you know, we really need to think about the benefits of cultivating meditative stabilization, particularly calm abiding. Yes, in that way, you know, we're able to counteract our laziness. So we will stop there today, and as we announced last time, that now we are really going to focus on this, completing this instruction on calm abiding right before, right? So we will always, every Sunday, we will be talking about the rest of the things to cultivate calm abiding. Okay, once we finish this section, then we will move to another topic or section. With that, your questions are welcome. And the traveling mic is over there. Yeah. Anybody? Don't be shy, as we say. Anybody? Yeah. Okay, Carlos is on fire. Yeah. Can you hear? On the behind the glass wall? No. Can you hear over there?
No.
Testing. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just regarding the.
That's good. See.
Just regarding the posture.
Okay.
You know. Actually, I've heard of even different methods, even of meditating, and I'm not sure if it's just on shamatha, but because. Mm-hmm. But some people talk about meditating on the, while you're lying on the floor,
right.
Or just different other varieties, which
right.
You know, like it's a little bit sound off,
mm-hmm.
different. I mean,
okay.
But they definitely don't go according to the 7-point.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Vajra
posture. All right. I heard you.
What does he comment on that?
Yeah.
That, are those affected?
Okay.
看的学的做的的话，给他的这些那个训练，实在那么难给学习，我就什么做不完。他工作开始给俺的话，上班点的没适当，前面那的话给他，但工作十年工作也没他工作啥。他开始跟咱给咱们的事情啊，工作以前的工作也有的时间，就是嘛年就工作的这个时间，我们那点的忙些个的话，所以就做了呀，俺那么难学习的，上个月我们的话，现在现在俺的工资拿不到足够的，足够嘛的事情。
What
Geshe-la feels is that as beginner practitioners like us, we really need to, discipline our body, get it with that. Once you're really good at meditation, right, you reach a certain level, then I think probably it doesn't matter. You can lie down and you will have good meditation. But as beginners, I think it may not work, just simply lying down and meditate, at the same time. So I think it's important to maintain the postures that we talked about. But another thing I want to mention is, it depends when we can use the meditation so broadly here, right? I mean, we can say meditate in the sense of think about any positive thought, right? If that's a meditation, then you can walk and think positively. You can lie down and think positively. You can do whatever, right? But say you can think about love and compassion when you're walking. You can think about love and compassion sleeping. That's okay. But here we are really talking about a particular kind of meditation, which is calm abiding. I don't think it works that way. So we really need to sit up, just the way we talked about. So that's important. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Geshe. I want to talk about the tongue and the saliva, because I know there are some retreat practices in which you should not swallow your saliva. Uh-huh. So I just want to know how that plays into the eight-point posture.
Well, Geshe-la says this, yes, in certain situations there are things like that. We cannot, swallow our saliva like that. But generally speaking, I don't think there's such a rule, it's okay to swallow your saliva. I know it sounds kind of gross when you talk like that, but that's okay, And I think after a while, when you really become a good meditator, I don't know, you really don't care about your saliva much, maybe it drips or whatever. But in the beginning, right, to really start in a right way, proper, so this is why we said, if you touch the upper palate with your tongue, then it helps to retain the saliva. You can swallow it. Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
At the beginning, he said that we should contemplate or think about the disadvantages of pleasurable things in the world. That's a little confusing. Mm. I mean, I understand it.
Right.
But if you... monks are smiling, they're happy.
Yes.
They see things in the world that are beautiful and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worldly part of it. We like that part. I mean, I know you're not supposed to run for pleasures, but that's still nice.
Mm-hmm,
and if I'm a Buddha, I'm still going to like it and enjoy it. I mean, I don't want to be on this earth because, I still see a beautiful sunset. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's kind of confusing.
Okay. I hear you. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, on this regard again, that the Kasa were only charging chili young as a double chumma chair, Rawaki, Anichi did what that. Do you know the Chuggy Marcel? The details once a quarter were charged with the Pena Crank Dilla Gorke, Chigia, 다 견주 봐 있네 돼. 지 그게 시에 좀 남주 야고 되나? 그 가부 랑신 찬 로게. 근데 야고 주스로 와. 맞아 지 그 남주 님 받는 데가 로 된데 제나 거 지로 와게. 제대로 가라. 더 딘데래 안에 가서 삼상주 요마서 가르스 걸스 그 버다게. 자디 데시
시. 알레 드샤 제데데 남주 디 야고 지 게무 게 된데 데 차시 그 와. 베티로 다 근데 소운제 뭐 좀 자니 뭐 뭐 티게 돈다 그 상문도다. 세시 뭐 뭐 돈. 상벌 그 상모돈 깔레자야 저 뭐 비게 지 탑주시야 저러 와. 진짜 쉬
뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐뭐 appreciate the good things, right? If you know you like people smile, right? It's not like don't appreciate that. You know? What we really talk about is you know, being obsessively attached to the sensual objects and pleasures, right? I mean, think about that. You know, if we're obsessively attached to an attractive form, I mean, we'll put ourselves through hell to be able to get that or get closer to it, whatever, at least, right? If we're obsessively attached to sound, music, then we do everything to be able to get that music or listen to that, right? So those become real distractions. But we are not saying that, you know, don't, how should I say, rely upon sensual objects, right? Without eating and all these things, how can we even survive, right? We have to do. Those are the basic necessities of life. But said, don't be obsessively attached to those things, but we can appreciate, you know, good things, smile and, okay, all of the above. Yes, anybody else?
Thank you, Geshe. Yeah. My question is, if there's no benefit in laziness,
okay,
why does it appear so attractive?
Okay. Right, very good. Lelo segen de la Quran la chigyen de rob kem mebi na ani lelo di chik sa wada chi ngando la yaso so la ka zai lo lo dobor shung de kare na se borgen lelo yo rob gen lelo chen de yo de chi lo dobor zo kor yun de rob che che men na rob de chi na wo dobor shung de kare na se borgen
de te che de kor na wo dobor shi de chi pen de rob ta to chi bo de no shi na wo dobor de kor de lo sha yo ro ta di ji du bi lo sa sha go ro
na de
kor de lo sha ju ta de wa chi de lo ri mun da de ro sha ngi shi se an de shen bi
你也得通过某些手段，就上街上有工作找到某些事，我做某些事，我都，你老早起头某些事，都准备了那些个了。但都只有个几个是这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些，这些， 시디 벤 간에 진행 맞아 대대죠 여러분
그리고
그러나 연대 면나로 와게 난 소소 나와 조다로 가지고
있어요 뭐 내가는 그런 소소 대화를 시디 여러다 뭐 내가 뭐지 되고 슬슬 집을 이제 차고라 신나 거기 비게 가서 쉬어야 지데 가르치는 거 돌려 당 거로 되게 자는 거 다 좀 잘 하고라
Gisela says, you know, the one thing we want to remember is that there are different types of laziness, you know, and in Buddhism we talk about, you know, laziness of what's called self-degradation, you know, underestimating one's ability, right? I cannot become Buddha, and I cannot be Bodhisattva, I cannot this, it's all like I can, and we put ourselves down. That's also considered a form of laziness. Okay? The another form of laziness we talk about is laziness of being attached to frivolous activities, means that you know, we make ordinary things much a big deal and get so much caught up with it, and in the process, we don't do the more meaningful things, right? So that's another laziness. Now, another form of laziness is doing nothing, okay? And although there has no really good thing about it, but it brings certain comfort and pleasure to us, isn't it? I mean, doing nothing is kind of very comfortable sometimes, right? I just, that's so nice, and I don't have to. So it's very pleasurable feeling, comforting, you know, very comfy. So that's why it's very attractive to us. You know, so but once we really, you know, let any form of laziness take over us, then we're really not able to succeed in what we should be doing and what we want to do. So that's why we have to understand that. Could we pass the mic to all the way to there? Yes. You have to switch on. Yeah. Yeah, down at the bottom, and there's a switch on and off. Yeah.
Does it work?
No.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
As far as the posture goes, most of the time I sit in a cushion. I have a bad ankle today. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who cannot do that because they got bad legs or they're in a wheelchair.
Right.
Is there something they should add to the posture to get more energy when they're meditating?
Because
I'm thinking about some people I know.
Sure. What Geshe-la wants to first is admit that, you know, I really don't have a knowledge with regard to, you know, how people with certain physical disabilities, you know, what kind of challenges do they face, and, you know, so I don't have much knowledge there to offer anything. But one thing I remember is, I think, as human beings, our body channels sometimes, that their structure could be slightly different. So things, the way we see it, it might work different for different people. There's a mention of an arahat, you know, who in his previous life, later became arahat, but not an arahat to begin with, right? In the previous life was a cow, okay? What do the cows do? Cows usually lie down, you know, sit, you know. And so next time, reborn as a human being, you know, he liked lying down, you know, he had a problem sitting up. But somehow that posture, in that he did meditation and he developed a meditative stabilization. So there are those things, you know. So it's very hard to exclude anything else, you know, that due to different physical styles of postures, you know, things work differently for different people.
So your attitude has got a lot to do with everything.
Yeah, attitude has a lot to do with everything. Yes, you're right.
Mostly. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, the mic's over there.
I just had a question. Could I request him to give an oral transmission of Om Mani Padme Hum?
Okay, sure. Okay, that would be nice to conclude today, actually. Okay, so we did three, that should be enough. All right, we'll stop there today. I think you asked good questions, and, you know, we should end well, right? Somewhere. Yeah. Umjala.
Sorry,
Well, I thought Anila was behind me. What a surprise. Okay. Anybody wants to be chant leader? Yeah.
The Savior and Sodhana's son. Oh, the 17 masters and adepts, Nargajuna and Asanga and so on. O Deepamkara as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness on the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who have been enveloped in the forces of five degenerations and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teachings of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Vô song cứu độ chí tôn bổn sư tịnh phạn thái tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng long thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dipakara cùng thông cơ pha tôn vương thủ phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ba truyền phước nhụ. Thênh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu việt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang viên tứ chúng thỉnh cầu gõ sen lễ lại. Xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lô sang, bằng sự thắt chặt đai giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tin chuyên hành trì du già mật định nhị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ cha đạo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành vước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm bên cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ bi tịnh phổ rạng người, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời. Niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo. Ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chối nhòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh bích chi. Ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hạnh công đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn. Xin mau từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, kế căn cơ thiện xảo độ dân. Xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang. Xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài viêu ngài lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng. Xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lên pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng. Xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Guru Lana Mandela Ganiya